From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Saudi Arabia say at least 107 people were killed, 238 others injured. Happened when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. It occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month. A European Union proposal for its 28 member nations to more evenly share Europe's escalating migrant crisis is meeting resistance despite its endorsement Friday by the United Nations. At a meeting Friday in Prague, the foreign ministers of Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Slovakia refused to accept mandatory quotas in the EU's plan for distributing 160,000 migrants among all member countries. Meantime, Peter Burkhardt of Human Rights Watch says the refugees are struggling as they attempt to resettle from Syria into Europe.
They spend about 36 hours in these very crowded camps. There's not enough beds, and many of them are getting sick now that the temperatures are dropping, and also from the stress of just not knowing what is going to happen to them.
HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but is a political crisis because of Islamophobia and political considerations. A group of heavily armed men ambushed Burundi's Army Chief of Staff, Major General Inyungabo, as he was heading to work on Friday in the capital Bujumbura. VOA's Central Africa service was told he survived the attack. One of the attackers, though, was wounded. Burundi has been the scene of targeted assassinations and violent clashes between police and opponents of President Pierre Nkurunziza. This is VOA News.